for utility services, and he is ably supported by Mr. Bongani Kwaza, Dr. Frans Bongani, Mr. Dumisani Kubuza, and then I also have from my office Mr. Stephen Moore. And those are the names that I have. I'm not sure whether, is there any possibility that I missed the name and that it's the acting city manager is on board? No?
Yes, now, good evening, Chair, Ministers and members of the particular committee.
Yeah. Welcome to you as well, Acting CM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, Chair.
Okay, we only see the Kelezi. What's your surname, madam?
I'm Soloa, and I am the MMC for Roads and Transport here on behalf of the MMC for Human Settlements in Mpumalanga.
Oh, I see. Is the Thank city you. Manager here?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I just greeted you not so long ago. Yes, it was myself.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Then we are sorted in terms of attendance. Let me then welcome you, Minister. This meeting that we're holding today is a result of the petition. It's a follow-up meeting on a petition. We've been dealing with this petition since the 4th of June 2020, Minister. And I must tell you this, we even did oversight following the petition. We first met with the city of Tshwane for the benefit of Councillor Nell and the colleagues on the 4th of June. 2020. It was during the administration period. This is after we, at that time, the city had an opportunity to also brief us on the COVID response plans. But this is a consequence after we have received from the residents of Nelmapias Extension 22. A list of their service delivery grievances against the city of Tshwane. As the city was then under administration, we interacted with the team of administrators led by Ntate Mr. Mponao, who informed us that they visited the area earlier in the day and spoke to the community about their issues of concerns. We then followed up this meeting with an oversight visit to the city on the 12th and 13th of October 2020, where we saw for ourselves the state of affairs in Extension 22. As a committee, I must say upfront, we were not happy with what we saw, especially in relation to the inequitable distribution of services where some sections were receiving electricity while others were not. There were also still 700 houses due for electrification in Extension 22. It also did not help that the intervention from the city of Tshwane and the province were insufficiently coordinated and that the communication and feedback to the community was poor. I'm raising this because we also had a stakeholder engagement with the community today. And then subsequent to our oversight visit, wherein there were commitments, we were told that the contractor for the electrification will be on site by February 2021. And then we further received correspondences from the resident of Extension 22 informing us that nothing has been done since we left. I'm raising this because during the oversight visit, there were some commitments that were made to us. The point in question is around the regional head of human settlement for the Tshwane region in particular had informed us that the contracts for electrical reticulation had expired on 28 February 2020 and had not been renewed. The department was also in the process of appointing a service provider to complete the work, and that the anticipated finalization of procurement processes was the 15th of December 2020, with the 15th of January being the anticipated date for handing over of the contracts and the site. We also tasked the department to investigate the allegations with regard to the illegal sales of houses and also report back to the committee. These are some of the issues that we would like to follow up today. I think a month ago, one also observed some protest there, where I am reliably informed that the people around who use the either way cemeteries couldn't bury their loved ones because that community there at Menmapias Extension 2 has barricaded the roads, demanding that they have their electricity. And I believe it caused a huge inconvenience to the whole community of Mamelodi, including the neighboring areas who use the Hathaway Cemetery to bury their loved ones. They do that because at some point people have the view that this government listens when people protest, which I should think is not a good thing to do. And then we are here today. It's a pity, Honorable, so we still seek the one that brought along the petition together with the people of Nelmapias. We are saying that they deserve to know what has been done so far to address their service delivery grievances. I think we all agree to say, what's the logic wherein you build the state-of-art houses and then you put people of which we told most of the people there are people living with disability. To us, we have the view that it's no courtesy to keep them in the dark. We will therefore be failing on our oversight duty if we do not facilitate this process to their satisfaction. So those are the issues that one needs to raise with you so that we are on path, especially the colleagues from the city who are meeting with us on these matters for the first time. We know this is a complete project for the Department of Human Settlement, and the neighboring area that I'm referring to is where, as the city of Tshwane, you've developed sites, and that's why you've put all the services. But that has not been the case with the Department for Human Settlement. I don't know how do they first put houses, move in people without having putting on the requisite infrastructure. Having said that, can I then plead with you to put on your videos as and when you are called by the chairperson to speak? That's the request from the communication section. Also, let's keep our videos on mute and microphones on mute if we're not called upon by the chairperson to speak. We know it's the late evenings. There might be people around us. Let's avoid those things that will make this meeting not progress. Then I would like to welcome you colleagues. I should think I'll have to first hand over to the department so that the Gauteng Human Settlement be the one to update us on the progress vis-a-vis Welcome, Honorable Brinch. Welcome as well. And I confirm the meeting, you had not yet joined the meeting. Welcome. So then we'll hand over to the Gauteng Human Settlement Department to give us the updated progress. I think the communities couldn't join us because of the electricity challenges. So if they don't have electricity, it means then they don't even have access to network. But you recall, colleagues, we asked the committee secretary to call them, interview them, and I think she has then submitted to you the feedback from that community via email, because that's what I thought, that's the only way then we can make them participate. Because where they are, they don't have access to electricity, even their cell phone reception, we're informed, is very weak. They couldn't even do that. They have to go and stand somewhere in order to access the network. But then you know the progress report, you have it. So let's allow the Gauteng department to be the one that present, and then maybe Councillor Nell with your team, you can also comment based on what I've said. Then the members will interact with your presentation. I suspect it's who's making the presentation. I was not told who's the leader of the delegation from Gauteng. But I can hand over to the colleagues. I see some of all. Oh, is it you, Ntatelisi? Let me hand over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm not sure if I'm audible. I'm not familiar with the Zoom platform. I'm usually on MS Teams. So I hope I'm
you
audible.
And we can see you. Make sure that there's no one moving around behind you. Ne?
Okay. No, thank you. Let me start off by sending my greetings to you, Chair, and the honorable members in of the Portfolio Committee. Also greetings to the honorable minister, the MMCs from the city of Tshwane, and the acting municipal manager and the group head, as well as all the other senior managers in the city. My name is Lisiba Sekele. I'm the regional head for the Tshwane region in the Department of Human Settlements in Gauteng. I'm with me in the meeting, the cluster head for the southern cluster in the region, Ms. Dolly Mwerani Patela. I think she will also maybe have an opportunity to speak, as well as the project manager, Mr. Tella Ludidi. Chair, I need to submit an apology. Today was a bit of a hectic day. So because we also received the invitation for the meeting a little bit short notice, we could not get our report signed off by our accounting officer. And I would like to plead that once we have received the signed copy of the report that we had prepared, we will then share it with the chair and the committee. But actually the report is very brief, because the chair, I will not take away anything that the chair has already given in terms of background, except to indicate that the process of procuring the contractor for the electrification, as anticipated, could not be achieved, unfortunately. So subsequently, the department then took a decision that with the challenges that we face on the project in terms of the electrification work, that part of the work, since ordinarily is the function of the municipality, be handed over to the city of Tshwane as per the original request that the city had made last year. So where things stand on the 20th of April this year, the HOD signed the letter acceding to the handover of the electricity work to the city of Tshwane. So I think in terms of the other developments subsequently, the city may be able to clarify what plans are in place in terms of moving on the ground to start with the work. So Chair, in the main, that would have been our report regarding the electricity. But as I've indicated, the report, once it's signed off by the HOD, will be shared with the Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sichele. Can I hand over to Councillor Nash to take it from where Mr. Sichele left it? Thank you.
Fine. Madam Chair, Honourable Minister, members of the Portfolio Committee, members of the Department, and also then my colleagues from Tshwane, I find the introduction in order. If I may, I would like to share a short presentation. And we could then afterwards, I think, engage from this presentation. If that is in order with you, Madam Chair.
Yes, you can proceed.
Okay, it is only, I think, about 8 slides, so it shouldn't take too long. So the contents, we will briefly summarize the background to where we are. Just confirm most of the things that have been said in terms of the locality, talking about the electricity provision and then the future implementation. And then we also identify a few challenges that may cross our path going forward. So this now Napier's Extension 22 is in Ward 15 of the Region 6 of the City of Tshwane. There are three portions that can clearly be identified, the 370 formalized stands, and the status there is that it doesn't have formal houses provided by government, but the city embarked on a program of providing water, sewage, electricity in the current financial year, and these services were installed, completed, and commissioned by the city during the current financial year. The 1,330 RDP houses, construction of the houses, the roads, and the allocation to the beneficiaries is completed. The 1,330 houses are allocated to the community, and 98 of those were allocated to military veterans. The city then assumed the responsibility for providing the electricity in April 2021, as we've just heard from the department. Then there are 550 social houses. This, the information that we have is that this construction is yet not completed, and that they have not been formally allocated to any beneficiaries. There is then just an aerial which confirms what the chair has summarized in the beginning in terms of the location, and one can see where this project has been developing. So the 1330 houses and the stands and the 5,550 social houses, we find that the Gauteng Human Settlements Department implemented the township development and the service provision program. The scope of work for the program included the construction of the houses and also the construction of roads and stormwater infrastructure, the water and the sewer reticulation. The program scope originally included the electricity reticulation for the RDP and social houses, and then as the province then could not proceed at one stage, it was decided to hand the project over to Tshwane with funding from the USDG. And on 12th of May, the city then engaged with the contractor and confirmed the site, and that enabled the contractor to start preparing for the project. As far as the rest of the project is concerned, after receiving the letter, the city immediately commenced with the designs and consultations. Originally, the city thought that the project will only commence in July of 2021, but as the community was requesting that where possible the process be accelerated, the city then during May and June are busy finalizing the electrical designs, with ordering the necessary material, completing our consultations, dealing with this project handover, the site establishment, or employment of the local participants, doing the training, safety training, etc., and setting up the works and excavations. The project handover meeting, as was already mentioned, on the 12th of May with the ward councillor was completed. Construction will commence as soon as employment of the CLO and the EPWP labour have been confirmed, the safety requirements put in place, site establishment and notice of work have been lodged with the Department of Labour. It will commence with the RDP houses and will be energised in phases and completed by the by June of 2022. And the provision of electricity to those social houses that have currently been invaded is depending on how the departments can complete their construction and allocate the rights, the properties to their rightful beneficiaries. In terms of the challenges, of course, there's COVID, but we all know how to deal with that. So we must just ensure that on site there's strict adherence. If there are going to be project stoppages by business forums, which was on the increase recently, the ward councillor and the MMC would engage, and hopefully we don't have unnecessary disruption. Illegal connections has become, unfortunately, a part of electricity supply, but the city does have now a dedicated team that conduct removal of illegal connection operations. It is under direction of the chief operating officer, and the number of removals are monitored on a weekly basis. Infrastructure theft and vandalism, we will engage with the local community and their leaders and try and get that commitment, if the community will not interfere further in a negative way with the project. The same deals goes for the next item. The illegally occupied houses, the human settlement apartments are to resolve those issues. The informal sale and exchange of house ownership with no proof, we would also be looking from the utility side at the human settlement departments to assist in resolving those matters. And similarly, for houses that have been occupied by undocumented non-South Africans. So, Madam Chair, that concludes our presentation. And I guess there may be questions or further contributions from other participants on the platform.
Thank you, Councillor Nell. Colleagues, this is the status quo report. Unless there's anyone from the city who wants to add, but no, let them respond. I see the hand of Councillor Dikeledi is up. Over to you, MMC.
Thank you, Chair. Just a few pointers
just
that I'd like
to introduce yourself again for the record.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Dikeledi Soloa. I'm the MMC for Roads and Transport, and here on behalf of the MMC for Human Settlements in Mpumalanga Zulu.
Okay.
And Chair, just my submission obviously would be just putting some of the facts across on the table, is that this was a project by Human Settlements in the provincial government where there were contractual disputes, as you had stated earlier on, and that the contractual disputes were obviously based on the electrification, where on the 20th of April, then with an engagement with MEC Mamavolo, after there was disruptions to our taxi by taxi operators, then convened a meeting that the city take over the electrification process of this. We're not sure whether the province will be taken to court by the said contractor at this point, as MMC Nell did indicate, that the city will be doing the electrification. And as well, the reason is that they've been without electricity for 5 years, and the ward councillor, after pleading, had obviously lost faith, and the community had lost faith in this regard, based on the fact that it was not a city project, but now will be, in terms of putting in the necessary infrastructure for electrification. There is the issue, obviously, that MMC Nell alluded to regarding illegal occupation. And there was a point where the people who had illegally occupied were removed and new people went in again. As well, in terms of human settlements in the city of Tshwane, I can say that MMC Mhlape Zimu will be returning next week, Monday, but is engaging the Department of Home Affairs when it does come to undocumented foreigners. And the reality of the matter is that by legislation, we cannot necessarily give them social housing in this regard, but we will then need the Department of Home Affairs to step in and actually resolve that issue on the behalf of the city, because we find that is a problem across board. So this is one of the issues that are going to be taken up in this regard. And I think that will be my submission. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much, Councillor. I think let's separate the issues here, colleagues. Our issue here is about these people who have been staying on the RDP houses for over 6 years now. The 1,330 houses. These are the people that complain, because we know for the social housing aspect of the 550, that's where yourself as a city and the department need to deal with those illegal occupants. Because then, like you are saying, I'm glad that Councillor Nell said that you are going to implement this project in phases. And then our plea is where, because of where we are talking about, we've physically gone there. There are people living with a disability there, which our safety is a concern because of the darkness. And then, as you have said, the nearby area called Spoko Park, that's your area where you develop as a city. You've already put electricity. So you are seated with the settlement that is in between, that is in the dark, and the other one opposite, the new one, is already, because the city has been efficient in responding, which we need to commend you. But then, can we focus mainly on this at the 1,330 houses that are already occupied? People have been there without electricity. They've got water. Yes, they've got roads, but the problem there has been electricity. But then less than, can I see the hands? The hands. It's Honorable Brink being the first one. Then it's going to be followed by, I think, Councillor Dikeledi, you'll have to respond as one member asks questions, ne? On the other issue that you felt, or is the old hand that you have not yet dropped? I see your hand is okay, thank you. For now, the hand that I can see is only of Honorable Brink. Honorable Brink, over to you.
Thanks very much, Chair. I just want to start with, by testing my understanding. So traditionally, as I understand housing, it's not always clear, especially in a metropolitan city, where the housing function lies. But in this instance, it seems to me, and I'm open to correction, that the city provides site and service, the province constructs the units and does the allocations. But we now have a situation where the city presumably provided site and service, the province built the houses, and the houses were occupied before electricity was connected. And now we've got the situation of the 1,300 houses where communities have lived in excess of 5 years without electricity. And now the province and the city has agreed that the city will take over the electrification of the houses, which is good, because we have to encourage intergovernmental cooperation of this nature. And obviously communities care not about the jurisdictional issues, they care about the services. And it's the responsibility of all spheres of government to work together. My only concern, Chair, is does the city have the budget to do this work? Where's the money going to come from for the electrification? Is province going to provide a grant? What is the details of that grant? Or is it an existing, is it going to fall within an existing capital project? My only concern is to make sure that the city, having received this ball and playing this ball, that it actually has the ability to score the goal instead of being left, you know, sort of stranded here. Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. Okay, can we get the response? Can we get the response? The response, please.
Madam Chair, I see the department is coming up to speak. I would have preferred if the department answered that question. I can also offer an answer, but I think it's better if the department answers. And then I saw for a moment here, the hand was up also from Group Ed Notuani that may want to then add.
Thank you. I can see a true cooperative governance in action. Yeah. This is what we want to see. And Tatisikele, Then there's somebody else who has also raised their hand. I will tell you, Steve, and I wonder who Steve N. Can we start with you, Ntate Sikele?
Thank you very much, Chair. And thank you for the question. I think perhaps just to briefly clarify, the municipalities are accredited level 2 status, which means effectively they can also implement human settlement projects. So in the case of this project specifically, what transpired is that the department had declared it a mega project. So in terms of that particular strategy, the development would entail a turnkey solution. So it would entail all the services provided from one central point, which in this case, the project was initiated by the department, and therefore from its inception, from the planning throughout the installation of internal services up to the construction of top structures and the handover of houses to beneficiaries would have been done by the department. So there were basically four contracts that were concluded with the service provider, which entails the installation of internal water and sewer that was followed by the construction of houses. Ordinarily, that would have happened together with the electrification, but the substation was not ready at the time when the installation of water and sewer commenced, up to including when the houses were constructed, the top structures were constructed and even handed over. The substation only became ready in 2019, which is the reason why the electrification component was delayed and ran behind schedule. So ordinarily that is what would happen. So the city can also implement its own project from inception to up to the final stage. But in this instance, because it was a mega project, everything was done within one entity, which is the department. I think in relation to the budgeting issue, the city perhaps could clarify that one. Thank you very much.
Okay, who's Steve N? Can Steve N introduce himself first? Who is he and what does he do? You need to put on your video first.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm also...
We can't see you. We want to see your face.
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm also a victim of the team's setup. And I'm attempting to... Okay. Good evening, Madam Chair. My name is Stevens Notwani, the group head for Utility Service Department in the city of Swane. Greetings to the minister, to all members of the portfolio committees, and all other colleagues. I think the head at the province, Mbatele Siva, has responded on his side. I was hoping that he was going to say that, Stevens, don't worry, we have got money for you, but that we can work out between the two of us outside the forum. Chair, so the city does receive a grant for upgrading of informal settlements. It's called the UISP. It is a grant, and we use that for upgrading of informal settlements for electricity in particular. So we have always been wanting to implement this project, but we have been really been prevented by the issues that we've has been mentioned and discussed in the meeting. So there is an allocation also for the next financial year. So the project has been a priority, as I'm indicating. So the grant funding will be utilized to implement the project. Thank you.
Thank you, the head, that is Steve, the head for utilities in the city. Because then I'm a bit worried then under the circumstances, because maybe statistically you can then further clarify this issue. Because you remember you were both on record that the project was going to be implemented. My understanding is that when you transfer the project to the municipality, it will then go with the funding that this appointed contractor was a service provider was supposed to be doing, or either if monies were already paid to the service provider, then it will be recouped. But like I'm saying, one doesn't understand your service level agreement, because the question will be then, instead of making the people of Extension 22 to suffer all these past 6 years, why was, because you are also saying that the municipality is an accredited housing provider level 2. So maybe you need to take us back what made you not to utilize the municipality, because the municipality seemed to be quick on delivering the services to the people, because you know, out of their own adjacent site next to this location, they've already put in services. And then what is left, they are only waiting now for yourself as a Department of Human Settlement to bring the houses for those who are needy. So that's the point that I want to say, because I think we must all admit it's one project that went wrong, this one. Because it can't be that the project gets to be implemented over a period. If you are to look, when did this start? It's over a period of 10 years or more than that. Now you are also seated with a situation where in on your social housing, then you have illegal occupants, because I suspect these houses were built and these flats were built, and then when people saw them unoccupied, and there are those who are lawful owners who couldn't occupy the houses at the time frame that has taken so long, maybe to understand that also, then maybe yourself as a department, you must share with us the lessons learned out of these exercises. Because when you promise people housing and they are in that beneficiary list, from where we are seated on our side doing oversight, these people are expected to be receiving these houses within a particular period. And then also then this issue of then maybe making people move in without electricity. But last time you cited the issue of the houses being vandalized, but then you put the most vulnerable people, because remember during our consultation, colleagues, they raised the issue of crime there, the safety of the people living with disability there. But then I suspect it's water under the bridge, as Councillor Nell has presented here to say you're going to use this grant. But this grant, I suspected as a city had planned it to use for other purposes, unless you had other money. And then maybe the department must be able to tell us how are they going to compensate you, because there was money allocated for this project that the department was supposed to implement. But let's understand that, so that we are sure tomorrow we don't come back and we are told there's no money to complete the project, because the people have been waiting. You know, when people finally approach Parliament for help, it's after they've exhausted all remedies, after they've spoken to the municipality, to the province, and they were not getting any joy. And then from where we are seated, we cannot be, this project has to be attended to, because there's also a house resolution to that effect with very clear timelines, because we won't allow a situation where in the term of this council comes and go, the people still stay without electricity. And then banking on your commitments, remember, as you committed that you will have appointed a service contractor end of December, January 15. But now then a decision has been taken, maybe because the city is efficient, which is well and good. But and I'm glad on the commitment that the councillor has made now to say, we've already started to do the site handover, then at least we'll have to watch this deadline of June 2020 where in the entire project will be completed. But yeah, let's hear that, unless if also the other colleagues want to follow up, then so that I give them the note. But now let me allow Councillor Dikeledi to come back, and then I think the department will have to comment, including also the other colleagues from the municipality. Over to you, MMC.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, just to put on the record that in the engagement of the 20th with MEC Mamabolu, he had indicated to us that he will actually, there is a budget from the department to do it because it was already funded for. And that budget in terms of electrification will then be transferred to the city. So that was the commitment made then. Thank you.
That's fair. Any other person who wants to comment, or does Councillor Dikeledi covers everyone?
Chair, I'm struggling. I can't see the hand. I'm not sure where the hand is on this platform.
Oh, you go to more on the platform, then there is a raise hand platform there. Did you see it?
No, I can't see it.
Proceed. It's fine. Let's see you as you speak.
Okay.
At least you know how to put on the video now. Proceed.
Yeah.
Sure.
Firstly, I thought that the group head has confirmed that they have the funding. Secondly, I'm not aware of the commitment that was made by MEC Mamabolo. I've not been briefed about that. It is true that the project was planned to be implemented, the remainder of the work that we had not completed was on our budget for 2021-2022, is actually there, but the decision was not made to transfer the funds because the city did not indicate that they would need funding. And I think in this meeting, on record, Group Head has indicated that they have always wanted to implement the project and they have the funding. I know that he started his opening comments by saying he would have appreciated that I say that the funds will come, but a decision was not made in that respect because they did not request it and they did confirm that they had the funding. Thank you.
Councillor Dikeledi, now that this Kelly is making these matters to be more complicated, but I will hand over to you also, Councillor Nel. Because then I understand human settlement falls under MEC Mailene. Yes. And then there's Councillor Mamabolo, who's MMC for Infrastructure and Public Works, if I'm not mistaken. Because then that's why I raised this issue, because from the progress report made by Councillor Nell, already the site handover, and you read the report, there's progress. But then from the side of the department, that's where I've got. But at the same time, you've said you've transferred the project to the municipality in Tatiskeng. And you can't transfer a function without a budget. That's how the ABC of these things works. Then now you are saying you are not aware of any commitment, because the reality, there was this very huge community uprising then, not so long. And then you're putting us on a very huge quagmire now as the portfolio committee, because we made you commit to them the time we visited them. Apart from that, there was already a commitment to that effect that this project is going to be completed. So when we leave this meeting, we want to be very clear what's happening here, because we don't want the decision we're in. We'll come back again 3 months later, there's nothing happening. But what is encouraging is what Councillor Nell has said. And I still want a, because we know that, because he said he's going to be funding through the USDG. But there was money that the Department of Human Settlement has allocated to this project. What happens to that money? But let's talk to, because I know Councillor Nello will be telling us we are doing this because we wanted to do this. It has been in our IDP, and this is part of us then delivering a better services to our community. Over to you, Councillor Nell, then Councillor Dikeledi will add if there's anything she wants to add.
Madam Chair, I considered waiving my rights to speak because you are very adequately covered my concern. From my side, I was really given the assurances that this funding will follow also the handover of the project. It was budgeted. It couldn't be spent. The city was asked to now complete the project, and I don't think you can do that without the funding. It's a pity now that we do not have all of the parties together, but this is actually quite an important matter. And I heard the group head speak that says, well, he will take it further with the department outside of the meeting. He is very cooperative in his nature, but I know what it means. If we have to take that money out of any other grant, it would mean that some of our other projects, which is in our goals, we will not be able to complete. Now, I don't personally believe that this is within the spirit of cooperation in completing this project. But that is my view, Madam Chair. You will guide us on how we get a final solution to the funding. Thank you, Madam.
MMC Dikeledi, your hand was up, or was it an old hand?
It's a legacy hand, thank you, Chair.
Yes. You see that this again, we are reading your report here that says that you've transferred the project to the municipality. Our understanding was still in line with your commitment to say that you want to see this project to be completed. That was the understanding here. Because you are saying the HOD has still signed the letter. And in all fairness, signed by the, it was sent to the city Then you've also submitted the electrical layout plans. That's what your report is saying. So for the city to see it for themselves, this is what you are saying? I don't know. Can you clarify this? Because the issue is around what happened to the original budget of the project.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I don't think this is a difficult matter. It's not necessarily my decision to make now, given that there was no request specifically from the city. But I hear your point, Chair. In the letter, as you're reading it, we also did indicate that we expect the city to avail financial and technical expertise to the project to see the completion. However, if the city is of the view that they do not have available resources, financial resources to do so, they could also communicate and so that we can then elevate and escalate the matter to the accounting officer. The funds are available. They have not yet been committed to any other project. They are allocated to the same project for the electrification. And I want to believe that it would not be difficult for the accounting officer to take a decision to then transfer the funds. But I think there is even a bigger, this will even raise a bigger discussion, because I think MMC might be aware that in fact, the city is sitting with a huge sum of funds, grants that it may be surrendered in the next month or two. So it's not necessarily including the funds that we just transferred in the last financial year. They seem not to be clear commitment. So it's a bit complicated if we start talking about this issue, but I am just saying, Chair, that I was not made aware that they would need funds, so we did not plan necessarily to transfer. Not that we may not, but I'm saying that would be the decision of the accounting officer, because this issue will raise bigger other issues that are also there that needs to be discussed. So it's not a straightforward matter.
Let us tell you who wrote the letter to the city. It's not the accounting officer. Can I get it clearly?
Yes.
But then the accounting officer and the logic dictates to say, if you are handing over the project that has got a budget, why do you hand over only the project without the budget?
No, Chair, I'm saying in the letter, if you read the letter, it's stated clearly that the city shall avail financial and technical expertise. So already the HOD had made a decision that the funds will not go with the project because of the bigger other issues that are there, including the fact that the expenditure has been a problem. But this is not necessarily the platform to discuss that. And I think I will take the opportunity that the group has presented that we discuss and engage, so that if need be, I can take the same proposal to the HOD and request that the funds be transferred. And I think HOD will then apply the mind and make a final decision.
Is there a commitment, if I may follow up on scale, to make sure that the people of Neil Matias have electricity? Is it there on the part? On your part as a department? Ourselves and yourself agreed on the way forward on this matter,
yes. Correct.
And then
you
make commitments to this committee, just that the PT or HOD is not here, and it's you are overtaken by a series of events which the other colleagues have. But you knew this meeting was long overdue based on your commitment. In fact, this meeting, we're supposed to have held it with you immediately after the 15th of January, based on your own commitment last year. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
And then that's the issue here to say then at the end of the day, yes, the city has already started their process. And my understanding, without putting words into their mouth, because what disturbed me is what the head of utilities himself said. I was listening to him attentively. So, and then you're also saying that the HOD, we didn't see the letter that was written to the city. The letter of the HOD says the city implement without a budget, and the city has acceded to that. Is what we are hearing from you?
Yes, the city has accepted. They've acknowledged the letter. They have even started with the handover of the project. And so to that effect, I was not aware that there are challenges regarding funding. But I think the people had said that we can take the discussion outside. So in that instance...
But in essence, when you take those discussions, that won't stop the project. The time frame is put now by the city. Is it your commitment again? Because we need to give this community feedback.
No, we
and
are
you know there was violence, and that's why the issue of MEC Mama Wolo come to the picture. People couldn't bury their loved ones. And then now it's like if people approach parliament, it's their last hope. And as this parliament, if we can not provide hope to the people who don't know now what needs to happen. Because from where I'm seated, it's like we're moving from back to forth, you know? And I don't want to close this meeting without having anything tangible that one can talk about it tomorrow and say, this is the arrangement. Because on the city side, yes, there's progress and they are busy implementing the project. But my understanding, is there a service level agreement signed between the city and the HOD and the department for that, apart from the letter, because that letter should follow a service level agreement. This is the project that you should have finished, I think, 7 years ago as a department. And in the essence is the people of the city, or the arrangement is that once the city takes over, then they are going to recoup their money out of the services when they start to bill these people to pay for the services. I really don't know what is the arrangement, but our concern, and we can't be talking about one and the same thing for over a period of a year where we don't move. Honestly, it's unfair. Yes, respond.
No, Chair, I don't think I can say much more than other than to commit that, yes, the city, the department is committed to seeing the project completed. So, and therefore, in the event that there are funding challenges, we can be presented with a proposals, and that will be then presented to the accounting officer for a decision.
And I hear the city manager, I see her hand is up too. City manager, then Honorable Bring will follow.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Mute your microphone, Judge Kelle. Judge Kelle, mute your microphone. Mute your microphone as well. Thank you. Yes, MM. City manager.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
am I audible?
Now we can hear you. Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair, and good evening once more, and the minister and the members and the MMCs and the team. So with our report for as at 30th of April, our spending for USDG grant, which obviously it's currently sitting at around 48%, and UISP is sitting around 56%, and the HSDG is sitting at around 4% or so. And I think largely this is the funding that is actually managed and largely controlled and administered by the province. And I think, Chair, so that there is a bit of progress, I would really wish for your indulgence that from this meeting, because I think the colleagues from the province are here on behalf or delegated by their leadership in their departments, we should be able to take a decisive decision to say that there should be funding that is made available through the various grants that have been made available, that they administer, and that this project simply needs to be implemented. If it therefore means we'll have to write a letter as early as of tomorrow to the head of the department so that they are in a position to can respond and avail a budget, I think we'll have to do that. We went ahead as the city to implement on the basis of intergovernmental and hoping that this is a project that actually was for the province. But we understand that these are our citizens and all that we are trying to do is to really meet the province halfway. So my request, Chair, is that we need to take a decisive decision to say that the province needs to help to fund this project. You know that cities are largely relying on the on their collections and due to COVID, things have not really been easy for us as a city. And I think that it's only fair that the province should meet us halfway and be able to allow and release budget so that we can be in a position to can implement this project. So I think, Chair, we are within our rights in being able to commit the department. And I'm really pleading with you through your leadership and then possibly even the minister in this instance to be able to say that the province should really meet us halfway in this instance. But we remain committed, Chair. We remain committed and want to expediently finalize this project as soon as we can. But I think that funding will assist as soon as confirmed. Thank you very much.
Before I allow Honorable Barinch, the minister had requested to be excused. In fact, she was supposed to have left at 8 in terms of her apology. Minister, do you want to comment before I allow on this matter?
Thank you, Chair. I'm here. My network is not good, so I will not show my video.
Yes,
I've been following these discussions. The only thing I can say is that I can just talk to the province and hear what is the situation, because from what I can gather, it was a provincial project given to the city to implement. So as part of our intergovernmental responsibility, let me talk to the province as well. Thank you.
Yes, your intervention will assist because the issue again, even if the city thinks they're going to recover the money, the people is an RDP house. Those people are mostly indigent. Though you have to do it through the indigent register, there's no actual money that the city will get, because still you need to, the majority of them are indigent. That's why the RDP is meant for the indigent. So these are some of the things that I think that service level agreement and the intervention of the minister, because I was damn excited when we started to see, for the first time you see cooperative governance in action. We are going to give you that timeline, but at the end of the day, if we meet with the department, if we are to give you 2 weeks, I don't think we'll be very much unfair to you, because we want something tangible. You need to come out with a very clear service level agreement so that this project doesn't get stuck. Over to you, Honorable Brink.
Thank you, Chair. As you can see, I'm sitting in load shedding here, so it's looking very funny. I'm going to stop my video. I was really, I was operating under the misapprehension that Eskom said load shedding is suspended. I didn't expect load shedding for this evening. Maybe it was my mistake. I'm in Pretoria.
Oh, it's dark in Pretoria.
Yeah. So clearly load shedding hasn't been suspended. Chair, just this, I agree with the sentiments and thank you to the minister for her comments. I think this project must happen. It's crucial. The community has waited long enough. But I also think it's important that we say it's irresponsible for both the city and the province to say everything is sorted without everything being sorted. This should be the subject of an intergovernmental relations agreement, a protocol, whatever the proper mechanism is. But, you know, you can't have somebody writing a letter and saying, congratulations, you have a project, and then that's that. These details are crucial. And what concerns me, Chair, is at the last meeting, as colleagues pointed out, the original contract was a turnkey awarded by Gauteng provincial government to Varanani projects. And that dispute is ongoing. So you've got a budgeted province, you've got a turnkey contractor, Varanani projects appointed, you've got a dispute. And the concern is obviously that Gauteng settles this dispute with the budget that's intended to electrify the housing, and Tshwane looks all eager to you know, solve the problem, but they haven't secured the means necessary to do that. So I can only underscore your point, Chair. We need some sort of a solid agreement here, and it's a pity that the MEC and the head of department from Gauteng aren't here. Maybe they could clarify this, but I can only underscore your point. We need solid agreement as to funding, and Gauteng, Chair, in addition, must also tell us what is the current status of this dispute with Varanani projects. Have they accepted that they're not going to get money? How are we going to get back the money paid to them, etc.? Because that dispute can still influence this project, and Chair, you know, litigation can get very complicated. I just want to add that, Chair, before I run out of battery. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. Who wants to respond on what Honorable Brink has said, but it was a way of a way forward as well.
Honorable Chair.
Honorable Chair, I've just spoken
to the MEC of Kota about this matter. He says that it's better the city and the province work together, because he was under the impression that the city had the money, if not, and that let the province and the city work together and see how they can resolve the matter. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that feedback. I think based on what the minister has said, they will have as a committee. And Tadisikele, you must talk to your HOD now. You are in the meeting. The city manager is here as well. Then you need to get this ball rolling so that in 2 weeks' time from today, you give us something tangible. But I hope this discussion doesn't stop what you've been doing with the USDG grant, city manager. That's the understanding. Because at the end of the day, it's your people, and this is causing divisions amongst your own communities there. Because where it's your area, we know that you've provided services. Where the department was supposed to provide the service is not there. And can we plead that whatever you do, you prioritize those RDP houses first. The social housing project, people who can work, some of them, as you've alluded, they are there illegally. But those ones have been there for over 6 years now, and they deserve the dignity like any other person. As I said, majority of people that are staying there, they are people with disability. We enter into one house with Ntatelu DED, where somebody depends on a fridge to do the injection. And then she has to buy ice cubes every day. You can imagine the cost for her to have the injection to be in the cold space. So these are some of the things that we feel is very unfair to our people. City manager, do we have that commitment that you're going to revert back to us in 2 weeks in writing together with the HOD of Human Settlement?
Yes, ma'am. We'll certainly do that.
But then, like was indicated, we still stick on the project plan, Councillor Nell and City Manager, as you have presented. The project is running as you are resolving the other issues. Is that your commitment?
Madam Chair, from the city side, we won't stop anything which was committed for the remainder of this financial year. And I heard the commitment from everybody on the platform, and I'm sure we will have a resolution on the way forward for the financing out of next year. Thank you.
This is what we call cooperative governance in action. We should appreciate the city's commitment to that effect to make sure that it doesn't divide its citizens and it brings the services to all the people. I don't see any other ends, meaning that this is the shortest meeting we've ever had as a community. Is there any other ends? I know Honorable Direko has got connectivity challenges. Same with Honorable Keza. Honorable Mkalipi, are we covered? We can close the meeting.
I don't know how far I should go.
No, we're covered on behalf of Honorable Mkalipi.
Yes, Honorable Keza now.
Hello.
Honorable Keza. Honorable Keza, proceed.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Hey.
We're not very.
It's very disheartening, Chair, that thing, because we went there. I remember very well that granny there that was disabled. It is very, very disheartening that we're sitting here in the committee not having necessary details as to how far and what in terms of the original budget occurred that has caused so much delays up until now, that the communities are subjected to that. I remember that community that is subjected to criminals now as a result of the lack of electricity. So it's very disheartening that there's a slow pace to an extent of neglect and to an extent of being deliberate right now. Because I'm of the view that if you are allocated a budget, I mean, when there is a need in particular, unless there is no need, then that budget could be directed to another municipality. But where there is a need and there is money that is allocated for infrastructure and then it's not adequately used, then it speaks volumes about the incompetence of leadership and just the political will to deliver on services that are of people's hard-earned money from the public purse, you know. The services that are necessary, that are needed in communities. So we must be alive to that and we must be sensitive to that one at all material times. That these things of disputes and all those things that are happening within the municipality, then they hamper, then they put our people at a disadvantage, at a very back foot. So leaders in municipality must really be have a sense of urgency now and mature to an extent that they realize why they are there as technical leaders and as political leaders. And so it's very, very disheartening that we're still sitting here and discussing things. I still have pictures of those. I remember it very well, vividly, as you said it, Chair, that when we entered that road with all the colleagues there. So I think that some sense of urgency must come into play and details must be brought and commitments must be brought to the committee as to when are these things going to happen and what is the time frame, when is this thing going to be put to rest. That's what is at the center of this thing, and that's what interests the people there in terms of what the service, the services, the adequate services that are required there. Because people are going to be subjected to gangsterism now and all those things. You escalate those things while we are trying to resolve them, even to the extent of traditional initiations. But to have them all the time, that you escalate crime as a result of the lack of services that are necessary. It's really disheartening, Chair. So thank you very much. I hope you heard me, Chair.
Yes, very. It's just an addition on what we have said. I think the colleagues have heard you. Thank you so much for that input. Honorable Hadev, you must stop doing what you are doing to your colleague. Eh? Let's end this meeting here.
He's missing me, Chair. He's missing me, Chair. Are you jealous?
Yeah. I thought so. Okay, so the city manager, I think that's the way forward, because I think in terms of the accountability level, you'll talk to your counterpart, the HOD, and then we've also noted what the... You must set the ball rolling, because at the end of the day, it's you who's going to suffer, city manager. We have agreed, you'll tell the colleague that the committee has given us 2 weeks to have then present to the committee a very clear way forward with proper service level agreements. And also the project plan, the detailed project plan. I know Councillor Nell has said it's anticipated to be completed by June 2022. That deadline was noted it, but I think out of the service level agreement, I think it would be a detailed project plan so that we are able to monitor that. Having said that, I want to thank all of you colleagues, including the colleagues from the Metro. Councillor Nell, the Met and City Manager, the city still owe us also a progress report based on our oversight visit in relation to your water-related project. We'll be scheduling you soon, City Manager. You were there, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Then, yes, we'll be scheduling you soon also to maybe to share with us the state of service delivery in the city. That's what you were interested. You were also interested on your audit outcome. Yes. So we'll have to schedule you on those other matters. Our committee secretary was sending me the resolution register. I suspect you're also featuring there based on the fact that we visited the city in October last year. So basically that's it. Then let me thank all the colleagues from the city. Sikele, next time when you come to the meeting, get your report signed off, because you knew this meeting was supposed to have happened long ago. And can we get that signed off report that you committed that we're going to get it today, Tuesday, latest by Monday, we must get that signed off report that you've promised us, together with the issues that have been raised. We want to thank you, colleagues. We'll continue to monitor the progress there. We want to appreciate the city of Tshwane for coming in to make sure that the plea of our people is also attended to. The meeting gets adjourned. Thank you so much, colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Long live the Chair.
We must do it like this always.
We must do it like that always.
Yes, yes. Half past 8. Yo, I don't believe it.
That's the point. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Chair. Good night.
Thank you, Chair. Good night.